Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul. Classic, classic, classic. Thank God for James Brown. Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business, whether you got a startup or you're growing your business or you're trying to get rid of it. We got, from Alpha to Omega, we've got what you need there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Bill Diffenderfer is our guest. He's the author of A Bank of Last Resort. And, Bill, we've been talking about startups and the capitalizing of startups. I have been noticing a phenomenon in the last year or so that I've been talking about. And some people don't agree with me, and some people haven't thought about this. But I have thought a lot about it. And that is that unlike any other recovery period, and this is my seventh one to be in the marketplace with, the seventh recovery following a recession, unlike any of the others, this one is unique in this way. There is very little capital in terms of credit or equity available to a startup, even for bootstrapping the business. There's less capital available for startups, including their own equity, their own credit lines. And this is very unique about this recovery, and it's going to affect significantly the time, the length of the recovery, and how the marketplace looks after that. What do you think?
Well, that's my concern as well. I think this is a special problem. But more than that, it's occurring in a set of circumstances where we're really dependent on small business companies to grow the economy. That is the bet that America is making, because an awful lot of our big business is going offshore.
Right.
And our small businesses have to pick up the slack for employment purposes, for the dynamism of the business, and yet they're the ones with the hardest trouble getting any capital.
And getting very little help from anybody else, mostly lip service out of Washington, D.C. And I'll give you an example. When the president, and I'm not picking on him particular because it could be any president, because most of them don't know what you think about small business, when the president cuts the capital gains tax for a small business, thinking they've done a small business a favor, all that's doing is showing to the world that he doesn't know anything about small business.
That's
not what small business owners need help with.
What they need help with is getting cash in the door so they can build their companies up.
Well, and then on the other hand, when all they talk about is wanting to raise taxes, and don't let anybody tell you that what's going on right now in the debate is about getting tax cuts. Nobody's going to get a tax cut. The question is, do we keep the taxes as they are, or are they raised? That's what the debate is about.
And it's a debate that is hollow, because the Democratic side keeps talking about this as if it's a raising tax on the rich people. Small businesses...
They call it cutting taxes, even though it's not cutting.
Yeah, exactly. But the reality is that one way or another, if you don't get capital into small businesses are more likely to die, and
as
heck don't grow.
Well, and every nickel, and we use the word nickel and dime, like it's not real, like it's monopoly money. But I'm telling you, folks, every red cent, as my dad used to say, every red cent is precious to a small business.
Absolutely. You made a great point a few moments ago, Jim, and that is that although I'm trying to raise $10 million for my business, there may be some other business guy with also a great idea who only needs to raise $10,000.
Exactly.
But both $10,000 and $10 million are sometimes equally out of reach. And it doesn't make sense that would be so, but the reason they both are is that the economy isn't structured to deal with either of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to raise $10 million for a technology idea, there's all sorts of venture capitalists you can go to.
Right.
But if you've just got an idea of how to do something better, it's not technology, it's mm-hmm. just a better way of doing it.
Better
business.
Process, better business
exactly.
model.
Exactly. And this is how countries grow, with better processes,
yep.
better ideas. And you need $100,000, where do you go for it? Now, you would say, well, let me go to the bank. Well, there's a big difference between bank debt and equity. And that's one of those things that Washington doesn't understand at all, the difference between equity capital and borrowing.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to have to explain it to them because it's very important in terms of how a business grows.
Well, because the equity doesn't cut into the cash flow.
Exactly.
Like bank debt does.
It not only doesn't cut into the cash flow, it actually is designed to accelerate growth. Which bank debt normally doesn't do anywhere near the same degree. And more important, a lot of times it brings in some new expertise. It brings in somebody who's been there and done that. And you want that guy to come in and help the smaller business guy who maybe is 35 years old.
Right.
And maybe the guy with the capital is 60 years old. There's a lot of experienced people out there that are sitting on dollars.
So what would you do in a minute left? What would you do?
In a minute, I would rework. And you hate dealing with the tax code, but you pretty much have to because the tax code is designed to be, is supposed to work for our businesses, not against them.
Right.
And what you need to do is if somebody invests in small business and they make the decision, it's a good, solid business decision. Now, hopefully they're going to make a lot of money, and capital gains is an important element there, but the capital gains tax is. So you got to keep the capital gains tax low. But on the other end, if they lose their money, now they just got a loss. Now, if you could treat that loss in some special category so it can, it's always available to be used regardless of what else is happening.
So loss carry forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to use, but you might want to accelerate.
And by the way, the new tax law does allow for a 5-year, if you invest in a small business and you keep that money in there for 5 years, you don't have any tax, I think, on the other end. That isn't one of the new provisions. We come back, we're going to talk some more with our good friend Bill Diffenderfer right after these messages. His book is called A Bank of Last Resort.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.